A public park. The Internet, 1996 World Exposition. A World's Fair for the Information Age.
In our second segment with Dr. Dilip Kumar Roy, he compares palmistry and astrology and recalls his father's experiences as a palmist in Calcutta. Then it's out into the streets of Calcutta for the Durga Puja music of the Kolabo Shanai.
As a medical doctor, have you looked for scientific grounds?
Yes. Actually, this is a thing I have missed, because I have always been thinking that all the serious patients I examine, I should examine their lifeline and come to a comparative analysis whether the lifeline is depicting the true condition of the man, whether his chances of survival, things like that. Unfortunately, I have not been able to do anything much about this.
Everything you've learned, you have learned by experience, but you haven't really looked for scientific
Yes, it is true. I have not had, didn't spend the time to find out whether it could relate it to the actual things in life and what is there in the palm. But in astrology, I have found my father could predict very correctly many, many important things in life. I'd like to give some examples about the accuracy in forecasting certain events in people's life from astrological background. Of course, this is mainly from what I have seen my father doing. When I was a medical student, a lot of medical students used to come to my father to find out whether they are going to pass their examinations or not. And the pass rate being only 10%, that means 90% people would not succeed in the first attempt. So it was a very important question in their life. And I found that in more than 90% cases, his prediction was correct. Because I used to find some very good students coming to him and asking about their fate, and he would rather feel sad. He would say, no, I cannot tell you. He will hesitate. Of course, he would never say that you won't be able to succeed. But from that I knew that there was some problem, difficulty. And invariably those good students whom my father wouldn't give a clearance straight away had some difficulty in the examination. Either they fell sick before the examination, or somehow they did bad in their examinations. So there's one case like that. Many cases like that where I have found that it comes correctly. And in case of In my case also, my promotions and important incidents in my life, he could very correctly predict. For example, he would say that in this certain period, you have got a chance of promotion. If you won't get the promotion by that time, that means you are missing it. And I have found mostly, if not in all the cases, it's correct. And once it happened that I was very sick. I mean, I had enteric fever and with hemorrhage inside, and I was unconscious whole night. And the doctors, attending physicians, said that they had nothing to add to the treatment. It's in God's hand and all that. So my father calculated and said that this is the eventual night. If he can survive this particular night, he'll survive. And I know that he's going through very bad times, according to astrology. Three stars are against him. And luckily I survived, of course. So people are telling that about my father, that he was very calm. He said there's nothing to be done. These three stars, if he can overcome, he lives. So like that, there are many very accurate predictions.
So you can tell future of some specific things through the past.
Through palmistry, definitely. Well, it gives some idea about what you are capable of doing by your nature. And It can encourage you to achieve certain things also if you know that you have a chance of achieving something in a particular period of life. You can take risks also. But ultimately, of course, everything is in your own hands, not on Pavishya astrology.
You said Kiro was Western?
Western.
So can you say a couple of words about Kiro and his method?
Kiro's method, as I understand, was based on examination of thousands and hundreds of thousands of palm. It's sort of a statistical basis was there. You see, he'll find out the particular character or event in a person's life, and he'll go on studying the palm lines, and he'll find out the common factors where this particular line was present in these people. Supposing a case of a murderer, he'll get hundreds of cases of murderers' palm pictures, and he'll compare and try to find out what is the common factor in these things. And that way, he had been successful in identifying lines which would give the type of character or inclinations of a man. So there is some statistical basis, definitely, I would say, if not any other basis on this Western line, but palmistry. As in any other science, for example, medical science also, we find number of people coming with a particular symptom and having certain reactions, we come to a decision that this indicates such and such disease. That's preliminary clinically from the symptoms and commonness of the symptoms. And later on, of course, we can support it by laboratory investigations. But initially, our first approach is from the generalization or classification of the particular type of complaints.
Which hand do you read?
It's accepted that the right hand is what you do yourself based on what you have got. And the left palm is mostly what you have inherited, where your own action is not much imprinted there.
That's true for left-handed people?
Well, I don't know.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Internet 1996 World Exposition, Building a Public Park for the Global Village. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service and Becknell and Lucas. Your host was Deb Roy.